Mirabile visto. For almost 40 days already, we have been meditating on the Passion of Christ. Hopefully, most of us, if not all, have been doing penances, offering sacrifices, and the many, many things that are coming up upon us every single day as sacrifices to the Lord. Always and every time saying, I offer it up to Thee, O Lord, in reparation for my sins, in reparation for the sins of all mankind, in reparation for all the evil that takes place in the church and in the world today and throughout 2,000 years. And so today we come at last to this day, which is one of the holiest days, along with tomorrow and, of course, Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday, of the whole liturgical calendar of the Holy Catholic Church. For today, we see that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us two magnificent gifts. He gives to us the gift of the priesthood. And, of course, He commands the apostles and the disciples to do this. To do this in memory of me. And as often as you shall eat my body and drink my blood, you shall do this again. And in the middle of the Last Supper, the Passover, which we also celebrate in the regular calendar of the country and of the world today, and with those who were once the chosen people of God, the Passover. The Lamb, the true Lamb, passes over. The lintels of the doors are painted with the Paschal Lamb. So too, the lintels of our doors, the doors of our souls, are painted with the blood of the real Lamb, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And in the midst of this magnificent ceremony, which He commanded the Hebrews to celebrate, hundreds of years before this, He then takes what it was supposed to be always and celebrates the very first holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is no longer only bread and wine. He celebrates ahead of time the night before, as we are celebrating ahead of time the night before, His sacrifice, the fact that He gives Himself over to us, hands Himself over, and offers Himself as a most perfect and wonderful sacrifice. And in order that this could be continued till the end of time, He then gives us the sacrament of holy orders, without which none of the other sacraments would happen. The sacrament of the priesthood. The apostles are consecrated bishops, and the disciples are ordained priests. Do this in memory of me. Just as at the beginning of time, He said, let there be light, and immediately there was light. So let there be bishops, and immediately there were bishops. Let there be priests, and immediately there were priests. And so till this day, and until the end of time, we celebrate these gifts. And of course, to show us and to show them that the priesthood, exalted and wonderful as it is not an excuse to lord it over others in the mystical body of Christ on earth, the Holy Catholic Church, He then removes His outer vestments and wraps Himself up with a towel and begins to wash the feet of the 12 apostles, including Judas Iscariot. And of course, they were surprised. They did not know what He was doing. And St. Peter says, are you going to wash my feet? Never. And our Lord says, if I don't wash your feet, then you will have no part of me. In other words, if I don't serve you, And you must do the same as I. You will have no part of me. And then St. Peter says, of course, always exuberant. Well, Lord, if that's the case, wash my hands and my face too. And our Lord says, no, you are already clean. These are already clean. I wash your feet. And thus, he shows us that the priesthood is a priesthood of service, of sacrifice, not only of ceremony. And thus, he continues, and then he gives them the sacrament of the Eucharist. So first, the priesthood, and then, as a result of the priesthood, the sacrament of the Eucharist. Without the priesthood, there is no Eucharist. No priest, no Mass, I say to the acolytes always in the sacristy. There is no priest, and therein there is no priest, there is no Mass. But if there is a priest, then there will be the Mass. And what a wonderful gift it is. We cannot even imagine. We believe, but we cannot even think of it. We cannot fathom it, that our Lord Jesus Christ turns bread and wine into the sacrament of his body and blood, soul and divinity. When we receive communion, when the priest consecrates the bread and the chalice, it is no longer bread and chalice of wine. It is Jesus Christ himself. When you receive Holy Communion, it is Jesus Christ himself. And so, today, we celebrate these wondrous mysteries, these mysteries of our life, these mysteries that begin our eternity. And so we give thanks to God for these holy mysteries, for the generosity and the love that Christ shows for us as he gives us himself in the body and blood, soul and divinity, under the species or the appearances of bread and wine. But he gives us himself. Let us rejoice and be glad. There is nothing like unto this in the whole world. Let us rejoice and be glad. For we have here, and we will have here after the consecration, in a special way, Jesus Christ the Lord. To him be praise and glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.